Our second reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under the bushel basket. Rather, they put it on the lampstand and give light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock, my redeemer, and my lighthouse. Good morning, IPC. My name is McLean Robinson, and I'm a senior at Mountain Brook High School, and I plan to attend the University of Kentucky in the fall. Before I started writing this, I rewatched my friend's sermons from years past. A lot of them include a common phrase. If you had told me X amount of years ago that I'd be standing up here preaching, I'd say that you were crazy. But there's a lot of truth to that. I feel like it would be wrong to start this without first giving thanks to the people who are the reason I have the confidence to stand up here today. To IPC's fantastic children's ministry, especially Miss Beth, my mom, who kept me coming back year after year, and Miss Cindy Coulter, who will always have a special place in my heart. To our pastors and to our wonderful youth volunteers and Miss Susan Dukes. To current and past IPC youth members. I've been searching for them for two and a half years, and I still can't quite find the words to express how grateful I am for you all. There are many, many others who knew exactly who they are, but if I took the time to list everyone in this church who has made this place home over the years, then the Baptists would definitely beat us to brunch. So Matthew 5, 14 through 16 says we are all called to share the light of Christ in our lives, but there are many reasons we might hesitate to do so. Maybe we feel uncomfortable, fearing rejection from our peers, or maybe we struggle prioritizing our worldly desires, but most often, I think we just don't know how. I'm sure you all have heard those feel-good stories about people who quit their job and got ordained and ran off to join the Peace Corps just because they woke up one day in the middle of the night and realized that was their calling. Inspiring, sure, but also intimidating. While there's definitely nothing wrong with that, for most of us, that's not what emulating Jesus has to look like all the time. Like I'm sure many of you all, I've known this church my whole life. From preschool to Bible times to atrium, squirming in these very pews, scanning the bulletin, trying to figure out when it would finally be over. During confirmation, I was still a reluctant attendee, but on October 16th, 2021, a date I do have committed to memory, my mom urged me to try out youth group again. I walked into Highland Hall, a broody sophomore in a bad mood, expecting an hour and a half of awkward conversations with a group that wanted nothing to do with me. But IPC Youth, as it always seems to, turned all of my preconceptions on their heads. I experienced a vibrant, joyful, lighthearted group of people with a bond that I really admired. I didn't have to do anything or be anything I wasn't in order to fit in. They met me right where I was in my journey. But what stuck with me the most from my first Sunday at youth group was how no one treated me like some uninvited guest. They told me, "McLean, you came back." That is exactly what Jesus would do. He would make room for everyone from all walks of life. He'd show compassion first, and he would recognize that no matter how far you stray from the light, you're always welcome back. Though I won't abate how deep and productive our conversations about Scripture are, that's not something I learned from just reading the Bible. No, what kept me coming back week after week was the people in that room that personified the Scripture, bringing it to life with their unwavering joy and unconditional love of others. So no, he didn't come to me in a dream, but I definitely saw Jesus that night. I think the best example of this that I can give comes from my first Montreat, and if you don't know what Montreat is, that is a whole nother sermon, but it's a conference we attend every summer, and at the end of the week, we have a senior night to celebrate our graduates and all of their contributions to the group, and it's always pretty emotional, which was made evident through the fact that by the end of the night, I had abandoned tissues completely and resorted to a cry towel. And we still joke about my cry towel, but that was a huge turning point in my faith. Of course, I couldn't imagine an IPC without our graduates and our soon-to-be seniors, but I was also overwhelmed by how grateful I was for the entire group who, in their individual ways, had shown me bits and pieces of who Jesus is. Through my tears, I managed to choke out to one senior who was able to be there that maybe because of the kindness and guidance you've shown me, maybe now I'm better prepared to do the same thing for others. Think about it like a candle. If a candle is lit, it is not only capable of illuminating the space around it, but it can also light up other candles, blessing them with the ability to do the same. Not only are we blessed in this way, but we also already have individual gifts within ourselves, and because of this, it is our ultimate duty to use those gifts to become a blessing for others. And that's how simple it can be. When you live according to God's word, people can see him through you, both in the way you show compassion and the way you carry yourself in everyday life. We are heaven's diplomats on earth. By living out Jesus' ministry and representing his will, we fulfill our purpose here. Jesus is a beacon who is always shining in the darkness, but by radiating that light ourselves, we might just be able to point others towards him. This church has been an escape from my daily life, a sanctuary without judgment, and has allowed me to connect with people in the way I think Jesus intended. For me, working to ensure that it might be the same for others has given me purpose. I know that the Lord has some kind of similar calling for you all. When we keep in communion and in conversation with Christ, striving to know him better, he will reveal his mission to us so that we can make his light known. And it might be subtle. It can be as simple as making an old friend feel welcome or striking up a conversation with someone you don't know. But by putting yourself up upon a lampstand to give light to all the house, you just might be able to inspire someone else to do the same. And if you can make just one person shine a little brighter, then it's all worth it. Amen.
Good morning, IPC. My name is Olivia Van Lanningham, and I am a senior at the Altamont School, and I will be attending Washington University in St. Louis in the fall. IPC has played a significant role in my life ever since I can remember, and I am beyond thankful for this community's impact on the formation of my faith and the IPCU's endless love and encouragement in all aspects of my life. While I cannot recall many details from my early years at IPC, my earliest memories all surround singing in the children's ministries. Whether it was participating in children's and youth choir with Miss Beth, attending Vacation Bible School, performing in the IPC children's musical, or just enjoying song hour during Sunday school, my memories of singing at church with others always evoke feelings of joy, harmony, and comfort. I vividly remember learning sign language to This Little Light of Mine, and Here I Am to Worship with Miss Beth on Wednesday nights, and braving my first ever solo performance, Lilies in the Field, Chasing Towards the Sun, during the spring musical in the sixth grade. That was quite a proud moment for me. As I get older, however, and further reflect on my favorite songs and lessons from children ministries, a common theme always sticks out: light. We often spoke of Jesus as the light of the world and discussed ways to shine and share our individual lights. And no matter what the lesson was, light always seemed to be important. After all, the candlelight Christmas Eve service here is so striking and beautiful because it's so full of light. The stained glass windows in this very sanctuary are the most beautiful when the light shines through them. And in just the third verse of the Bible, God said, "Let there be light," and overcame the darkness of the world. There is something about light in the Bible, in the world, and in you and me. However, I often ask myself, what does "let there be light" mean to a community? And what does it truly mean to shine our lights? I have never met a group more fitting to help me answer these questions than the IPC Youth Group. In this world, we have invented so many ways to hide the light of the world. Think about it. Curtains, sunglasses, lampshades, hats. With light switches, we even have ways to turn the light off and create darkness. I like to think of myself and others as human light switches. We have the power to turn our lights on and make the world brighter for others, and we just as easily have the power to turn our lights off and make it dark. Today, I believe we live in a world with an alarming rate of lights powered off, and for that reason, I find it increasingly important to keep my light on. After all, in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, God calls us to be lights of the world. He says, "People do not light a lamp and put it under the bushel basket. Rather, they put it on the lampstand, and it gives light to all of the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." God tells us not to hide our lights, but rather he says, let them shine. The IPC youth group shines brighter than any community I have ever been a part of. And they have proven to me that the three most powerful ways to shine your light to others is through 1, authenticity, 2, loving kindness, and 3, acceptance. Authenticity. My mom often uses the phrase, be a boat that is anchored, not a boat that bounces in the water when the storm comes. We live in an intense, crazy world, and without anchors to keep us grounded and safe, we are in danger of being pulled into the storms and darkness of life. In this kind of world, I believe I shine brightest when I am anchored in what I have identified as my God-given purpose. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 9 says, "We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the encourager in encouragement, the giver in sincerity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good, love one another." Grounded in faith, we are empowered to be our true selves always and cultivate qualities such as love, kindness, and compassion, which are essential for illuminating the lives of others around us. This anchor of faith serves as a guiding light and allows us to lead authentic lives and radiating a genuine warmth and sincerity wherever we go. The beauty of this IPC youth group is that we are each anchored in our own authentic purposes, and therefore as a group, we are anchored in and shine the light of Christ. Love and kindness. While it's important, certainly, to shine your light by acting towards and giving to others, what is more important is to shine your light through your heart. God did not make us to be perfect, but he made us to be good to one another. I want to tell the story of my first time ever coming to youth group. Let me set the stage. It is August 2018. I'm a shy, nervous seventh grader that is walking alone into my first ever youth Sunday school. It's a room full of what I like to call big kids, tall seniors in high school that are using words I have never heard of before. Scary, right? Well, I fidgeted there and I sat uncomfortably for what felt like hours. But after just a short round of sharing our highs and lows of the week, with the group laughing and smiling at my highs and supporting me in my lows, my nerves were calmed and my fear instantly disappeared. It really felt like I was home. I felt comforted and at peace, and I could feel the love from our group's heart. Shining light through your good actions is temporary, but shining light through your heart, that's something that's permanent. Acceptance. Something I've thought about often are the different types of light in our world. Only artificial light is selective. Think of a street light. It's stagnant and still. It's shallow and lacks depth and cannot be spread around. Now think about true, natural, real light. The sun, for example. It shines through all, spreads throughout the world, and penetrates the darkness. True light accepts everything and everyone for exactly who and what they are and illuminates their beauty to the world. While oftentimes we think we must, or rather we think it's just easier, to come together based upon shared interests like sports, extracurriculars, activities, or beliefs, in reality, the best group I've ever been a part of is the most unique. Here at Youth Group, we are a diverse body that attend different schools, have different interests, and value different things. But the one thing we all have in common is our love for God. We respond to God's call in Romans chapter 15, verse 7, to accept one another, therefore, just as Christ has accepted you, for the glory of God. And through this acceptance, we spread our light to the world and overcome the darkness of hatred and toxicity. The strength of this group's bond is unbreakable. It's a bond that radiates joy, love, and peace, a bond that accepts all, nurtures all, and loves all. It's a bond that overcomes challenges together and perseveres through the darkness with its light. It's a community that lives in Christ, by Christ, and for Christ, who is the light of the world. And there's something that's just so beautiful in that. For those of us here that have beloved pets, we are called to do exactly what they do, shed. Shed everywhere we go. As children of light, however, we do not shed hair like our pets do, but rather we shed light. And if we're doing it right, everywhere we go, people will know we've been there because of Christ's light that's shed on a dark situation. So, everyone here, take off your sunglasses, open the curtains, and flip your light switch on. There are so many dark places in this world right now, full of disagreement, fighting, and pain, and there has never been a better time to shine. What does let there be light mean to a community? What does it mean to truly let our lights shine? Well, the IPC Youth has taught me that it means being authentic, being kind, and accepting others for exactly who they are, exactly where they are. And that is the beauty of a Christian community. We are called to do exactly that. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Callie Hontsis, and I'm a senior at the Altamont School. I'm currently undecided where I'm going to college next year. As we were planning Youth Sunday, the John scripture that we heard in the prayer of confession really resonated with me. This particular scripture stood out to me because of the references to fellowship that are created through God and how we place our faith, and how when we place our faith in God, we will find a light or passion that brings joy and love to our life through Him. This is John 1, verses 5 through 7. In this message, we have heard from Him and declare to you, God is light. In Him, there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship in Him and yet walk in the darkness, then we lie and we do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship in one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us all from sin. I chose to speak about this passage today because it clearly states that God is the light, and to not seek Him in the light is to not know Him. This resonates with me because, like all of you, I have had periods of darkness in my life where I wasn't as close to God as I needed to be. The period of darkness that was most recent and most influential for me was in my junior year. As many of the high schoolers here today are aware, junior year is one of the most crucial and difficult years of high school. It is when most people are taking their AP classes and when most are beginning to think about college and prepare to take the ACT. This alone can be stressful and overwhelming. However, I believe I made my junior year more overwhelming by seeking people that led me away from God and into the darkness more than they led me into the light. Many of us, including myself, find ourselves in moments of weakness where we feel vulnerable. High school, however, is an extremely vulnerable period of everyone's life, because when you venture out of the shelters made for you by the people who love you, to find yourself as an individual. During this time, it is easier to find people who lead you to temptation instead of God's light. I found myself in relationships with people who didn't strive to walk in the light, and although my friends and family saw this and warned me against it, I chose to stay in the darkness because in my mind, I knew the answers and I knew what was best for myself, and I didn't see myself straying away from God's light and my light. However, I should have listened to my friends and family, because eventually, after months of being distant towards my friends and towards the church, I realized how these relationships weren't helping me be the best version of myself. As soon as I distanced myself from those relationships, I began to see the light that I'd been missing from my life. During this time in my life, I neglected IPC's youth group, which is one of the many things that brings me joy. However, as soon as I ventured back to this group, I was greeted with open arms and kind words that honestly made me feel more joyful and stress-free than anything in the past few months had. This amazing group of people showed me how easy it is to let the light of God shine through you to others to make them feel welcome, appreciated, and loved. I truly believe that every person in this amazing group has the light and passion of God in them, and they use this light to spark other people to seek refuge in God. John says how when we walk in the light of God, we find fellowship in each other, and this had been my exact experience. By shutting out God, I isolated myself from the healthy and encouraging fellowships that I had made in this youth group. When I opened myself up to God and embraced His light again, I had a loving community that supported and welcomed me as though I had never left. I had the same experience with my friends from school. As soon as I reconnected with the light I had been missing, neglected friendships reformed and were treated as though they had never been neglected. Last year, I barely hung out with my friends. However, this year, we are inseparable. I see them and do stuff with them almost every day after school, and the love I have for these friends and the love I know we all have for each other is eternal. God will always accept you after you stray away from Him because we are His children and His love for us is eternal as well. Having these amazing and loving friendships is proof that God will always provide for you and love you unconditionally. He knows what is best, and He will always make sure you have something in your life that sparks that light. When you stray from the light and pursue relationships or activities that God doesn't intend for you to do, you separate yourself from His light and His love. God only wants the best for you, which is why John urges us to stray away from the darkness and embrace God's light. Because in God, there is no darkness. Therefore, when you are spending time cultivating and appreciating your relationship with Him, you focus less on the negative situations in your life, because spending time with God will always provide you with joy, love, and faith. What I discovered my junior year is that no matter how dark the path you might be on, God will always welcome you back into the light. And once you embrace the light, it will always be with you and in you, because the light is always able to shine into the darkness, and the darkness will never overcome the light. Amen.